get started. So we're going to have a debate for or against Christian's role in politics. So we have the for side is all for government, do everything we can to be a part of government, and we're a Christian nation, and we got to do everything we can to keep it a Christian nation. Is that right? Kind of what I said, basically. The against side is get in a hole and avoid everything. Don't ever be a part of politics, right? All right. So this is when I step out. Who wants to go first? Everyone's intimidated by the recorder now. All right. For side, you guys, you said the easier side, so you go first. For government. For participation in government.
Okay, so. Sure, why not? One reason that I believe that we should be involved in government is that if you are not, some of the lower income, some, will be left out more easily. And the fact that as Christians involved in government, that would be one reason to be involved. Because you've seen it in some of the other countries where they take, well, for an extreme example, you go Hitler in Germany in World War II. He took all of the mentally disabled, elderly, you name it, and obviously all the Jews, and eliminated them. Now that was a dictatorship.
Anyone else have anything to add for the war side?
Yeah, lots of.
Yeah, well, we also talked about Joseph, Esther, was there one more?
Daniel.
And Daniel were all
and
put,
David.
And David were put in positions of government. And so if God gives you that position, why not? Even if it's just a matter of voting or being on the school board or just anything, just being aware and being involved, because we all have a small part and some people might have a bigger part, and you should use your gifts.
Should we rely completely on God?
What?
Should we rely completely on God?
So I thought you said...
He's debating.
I was
going to
say. Well, at first, I was like, should we rely completely on God? And I thought you were questioning.
Well, I am.
Yeah, but I heard the question in a different way. Yes, we should, but God uses people. Like, okay, if we're going to rely completely on God, then why would we even evangelize? We're used in that to evangelize. God uses us to evangelize other people, so why couldn't he use us in political power? Positions of power to get rid of abortion or feed the poor, like it's the same type of thing. We rely solely on God, then we should just sit back and, or no, we should rely solely on God, but he uses us in different positions.
But then who are we to impose our morality on those who do not agree with us? Because we are sent as ambassadors into the world to represent Christ, but not to be involved in the local ongoings of the community and the politics. We're just representing God.
But don't we live in these communities? Don't we live under these politics, under these governments that influence our lives?
That is true, but if our neighbor disagrees with us, who are we to say our rules are more important than theirs?
Well, there is a moral standard.
We're to be, to live, we're in the world, but not to be of the world.
Correct.
And our residency is heaven.
On the flip side, who are they to impose their morality, or lack thereof, upon us?
We're focusing on ourselves right now.
Well, that is very self-centered.
So what is this against side? What other things, how would you defend your being against government?
One of the most important things that we believe is that God is all-powerful. He is sovereign over everything, so he has things in his control, and that we are allowing God to control our lives as many scriptures suggest us to do.
So he can control our lives in government, correct?
Say
so
again.
He can put our, if he's controlling everything, then he might give you the position to be in government to help. Does that make sense?
If that happens, that's okay, but not to to actively pursue changing the world around you to make it different, but to allow God to be the one who does that.
Mm. So that goes back to Morgan's question about evangelism and how he called us to. How did you just say this? go out into the world and make a difference. That is actually what we were called to do. That's how I would see it.
One of the problems with government is that it's corrupting, and it's very corrupt in general, and it's many people have gone into the government with very good intentions and wanting to be a good Christian and to change the area around them, but it, in the end, their focus changes and they can't maintain the same track. So that's one thing that should be avoided, is the corruption of your main purpose of life.
Well, that just means you need more self-control, more discipline, more reliance on God personally, and also with the local church around you to help you, support you. I would say you can't take that as a whole for every person. Maybe one or two here and there, obviously, mess up, but I think that's more like an individual thing, not necessarily as everybody.
Because that could be the same in business. It could be the same in
a pastor.
School and in ministry. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, it does come down to your personal walk with the Lord. And yes, you're right, that absolutely does happen. But if we allow fear to like rule our lives, then we don't really get anywhere or accomplish anything. The fear of failure stopped Moses. Leadership role, and he was afraid of not measuring up or being able and capable when God was saying, I am going to make you able and capable, and I will do mighty things through you. And in opposition to that, Joseph stepped into a very difficult situation. Well, so did Daniel, and so did Esther. All stepped into very pagan environments, and rescued God's people and stood for them, where we talked about that as well. Christians in government can be an ally for God's people and for all people, those who are less than, considered less than. Joseph saved everybody from dying because of the role that he stepped into and just the wisdom that he had. It wasn't anything evangelical, it was simply, or imposing morality, it was simply God gave him the wisdom to know how to handle a situation and go on from there.
You think that there are many opportunities in, but then politics is also very divisive, as we've seen lately with the community, that some people have on both sides that were part of the same community, for example in the church, have gone battling apart. And you said you heard of some stories.
On Facebook, I just mentioned that I've heard countless people tell me how, I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know. I remember Meg telling me that she wanted to get off Facebook because of all the bashing.
Me into the bus.
They made me do it! No, a lot of people have, not just you. No, I've heard so many people talk about how divisive and how nasty people have been on Facebook, and I'm not a part of that, but, you know, I don't see that, but anyway, a lot of people have gotten off of it, so it can be very detrimental, very damaging in the body of Christ, if not handled correctly.
It can, but it can also be a huge platform. I mean, Christ needs us to stand up and stand up for his word. I mean, if this country was based on Christian principles, on that foundation of the living word, then I mean, that's where our morals come from, that's where our ethics come from, that without that, what's right and what's wrong? I mean, who's the judge of that? Who plays?
Because I don't. This was a very tough position. We're like, why are we in this?
But I mean,
no,
without
really,
we're still in this position, Abe.
Yeah. Sorry,
like, you're still trying to convince us of your side.
Yeah, we're pulling her over. Yeah, why are we?
But I mean, who's to say that murder is wrong?
Then who's to say take
that?
Over me?
You know, abortion is wrong, and these are voices that need stood up for. I mean, these little baby innocent children. I mean, there's, yeah, who's to say, who makes the rules, who tells us what's right and wrong, without that foundation that we get from the left.
Yeah. So, is your position? As well, your position is this also that involvement in politics also means not voting, because
right.
Even voting can be very divisive.
That's right. We believe that we should be we are under the law, that we need to follow the laws and everything. Obviously, overall, we're looking to God. So if some of the laws go against our beliefs, then otherwise, but no, we do not vote because we believe that God is completely in control.
I'm having a hard time taking you seriously.
Oh my God, I know.
Not real convincing. No.
So you were saying about laws contradicting God's laws. Well, isn't that all the more reason that we should be involved to help prevent those laws from being passed?
Wait, say that again.
You were saying about laws of the government of this world contradicting
mm-hmm.
God's laws. Well, isn't that all the more reason that we should be involved to prevent those laws from being passed?
There are actually no scriptures in the Bible that say that we should be involved in politics in an attempt to change around us. Janelle, can you read Philippians 3:20?
We got scripture.
We text your way through.
No. Alright, so it says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you think we should pay taxes?
Because if you're against it, then I'm all for it.
Yes, I believe we should be taxed.
Good job, because that is in scripture.
Oh my goodness.
And then we also have one from Conrad here, from Romans 13:1.
It's not loading fast enough.
It's okay.
Janelle has it. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
Ooh, instituted by God.
Instituted
yeah.
by God. Interesting.
Funny you should bring that up.
So how do they get instituted by God?
When does he just institute pagan people?
I would imagine he would pick people he would want to be.
I'm thinking.
And the last thing that we can use. In the end, we can always find comfort in the verse of Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have that I have for you."
What about if those plans are politics?
Did he have a plan for Joseph?
The what?
A plan for Joseph?
Plan for each person are different.
That's right.
Yeah, so what was Joseph's?
We don't believe that, but we we should be evolving, but God can use anybody.
So,
if he chooses to use it, that maybe Joseph didn't believe.
Any final thoughts?
I think you guys did a really good job.
That was definitely a harder
song. Oh my word. We sat there for a while like,
At least we're all on the same page.
Yes. Well, thank you for participating in my little debate.
I had to laugh. He's sitting here saying, like, no, we're not supposed to vote. We got married. I wasn't voting yet. And he's like, you need to vote. He's like, no, we're not supposed to vote.
It is funny. Hard to be backing something up that when you don't completely.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, yeah.
I mean, there are valid
points.
Yeah, those
have really good points.
It took us a while to come up with them.
We
were sitting there for a while.
We
came
up with good ones.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
I mean, obviously, I mean, we are all kind of landing in the same place here, but there are definitely people in the world, in this United States, that would be Christians that would say, no, like, we should not. Like I said, get in a bubble. Avoid, don't participate, because it's just all bad.
Is there anything as far as our church with the whole us having a pacifist doctrine and things like that? Was there anything as far as in the doctrine of our church regarding politics at all?
No, I'm not sure about anything like specifically about politics, yeah. It might be there in the BSE doctrinal statement somewhere, but I don't think there's nothing that speaks directly to whether or not you should vote or participate. But then there is also the other extreme. You guys didn't take it real as extreme as like you just could have. I mean, there's definitely some people that, I mean, there's the side that idolizes politics,
right,
and it's like end all everything politics.
That it should be preached over.
It's preached over the pulpit.
Right,
it's
like,
it's like
mm-hmm.
if you're not like, so there's these two extremes of total put your stick your head in the ground or total government is idol, and I think my hope would be that we're landing somewhere in the middle, I think, and that's kind of where I'm going to speak to here as we talk. And politics, honestly, aren't something I really, Jen knows, I'm not something I'm really into. I'm not like this big politics person, and I'm not spending a lot of time like thinking through it. And yes, I vote, but lesser of two evils sometimes. But
I'm not activist by nature.
I'm not activist by nature, no. But so this week I've been reading. I picked up this book. This is actually really good. Russell Moore does a lot of like podcasts and online stuff. This Onward, I read most of this. I'm about 40 pages, and for me to read a book like that in 3 or 4 days is pretty impressive. So so I was getting through this. A lot of really good stuff. So when I'm done, I'll put it out. I can put it out there if anybody wants to read it. But he really, I mean, right in his, introduction, he says this: our call is to an engaged alienation, which I think is interesting. An engaged alienation, so it's taking both sides and putting them together, right? A Christianity that preserves the distinctiveness of our gospel while not retreating from our callings as neighbors and friends and citizens. So his preface of the book is, okay, so we're engaging with government, we're engaging with culture, we're engaging with the stuff that's going on, but we're not going to lose our distinctiveness of Christians, of the gospel. And I think so often when you take the extreme of the politics is idol, you lose that the gospel. You lose that
you're
putting everything in there.
In
like
the
Donald Trump is, you're putting your complete faith in that person, and that person's going to save us. And you see it every election cycle. This is the person who's going to save us. This is the person who's going to pull us out of all the whatever
it is. It's not a person, it's a platform.
A platform, right. Yeah, whatever it is. So there's this desire to be like, okay, we got this platform, this whatever. And one of the things he talks to is, and I think it was good for me to kind of read through, and he says, and I think it's true, is America is not a Christian nation. Never was a Christian nation. And we get caught up in this idea that America is this Christian nation. You read Deuteronomy 7:14, where it says, "If my people will call upon my name, and if my people who call upon my name pray," that whole passage. And we take it as, okay, if the Americans pray, God's going to bless us. And that's not really what that verse is speaking to. Yes, if God's people pray, He's going to bless us. But it's not just America. It's a people across the world. Praying and turning to God, and so there's this extreme of government is idol, or is this his platform would be like, hey, we need to find this place where we are engaged, yet we are alienated. And his onward, he really takes the idea, and onward Christian strangers is, you know, we all know the song, onward mm-hmm. Christian soldiers. But he takes the platform, onward Christian strangers, with the idea of that we are, as Christians, more and more like strangers in a foreign land. And when we live out the gospel message, when we participate in politics, when we live out this gospel message, we are going to look like strangers, we're going to act like strangers, we're going to be strangers amongst in a foreign land.
That's a Petra song.
Huh?
That's an old Petra song.
That's an old Petra song. So a lot of good stuff, and I can't unpack all of it, but one of the things that one of the analogies he kind of talked to a couple of times throughout, and it kind of resonated with me as I was reading it through, is this idea that church is an embassy. Church is an embassy in the United States or in the world. And it resonated with me because obviously we were just in Ukraine, and we went to the U.S. Embassy to get help. And we had to go to the embassy and say, hey, this is... And the thing when you're in a different country, we all know what an embassy is. It's United States in that country there to help you if you're in trouble or if you need anything. So we go to the U.S. embassy, and it's like, so there, no one's speaking English. It's America. It's like your own American soil again. And they're there to help us get the paperwork we need to get done to proceed with the adoption. But as he speaks to the church, we need to identify ourselves with the church as we're this embassy on the world, and people should look at us as this place they can come for refuge, they can come for help, they can come for when they need things, they can come to the church and find that in this embassy. And it goes back to, I'll use Jeremy's verse, we are to be ambassadors of Christ. So I would use it a little bit different. Yes, we're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ, but thinking that we as ambassadors here, we're going to be strangers. We're going to look different. We're going to have this, when non-Christians come to look at us and see what we're doing, what we're standing for, what we're speaking, it's going to be weird. It's going to be strange, but it's good because that's what we are representing, the gospel. And so as we think about our participation in politics, what does it look like to, yes, participate, yes, be involved, not idolize, not turn it into something that just end all, this is going to save us, but it's going to be, we're going to take everything back to the gospel. We're going to take everything back to what the Bible says to be true, and what God says, God's word says. And we know, and Jesus stood before Pilate, and he spoke, your power has only been given to you by who? By God. Like, Jesus knew that Pilate didn't have power over anything because God had ultimate power. And we know that, Donald Trump or whoever is the next president, he can be used for God's glory. It may not look that way at times. It may not feel that way at times, but we know that God can use. And if you read Scripture, all of Scripture, and you just mentioned some on your side, all throughout the Old Testament, over and over again, these governors and these rulers put into place pagan and did awful things, but God would use them and come alongside them and allow it to be used to further His kingdom. So. Any thoughts? Engaged alienation. Does that seem weird? Seem uncomfortable?
It sounds like in the world, but not of it.
In the world, but not of it, yeah. Any other thoughts?
I think we should use that as our argument, too. That God can use anybody, so who are we to vote? That,
yeah.
We might pick the wrong person, and God's supposed to use this guy.
This is a fear I have.
All right, I'm just going to read a little bit more out here because this introduction is some really good stuff.
She's parked on the street.
Yeah, I think I parked her.
Oh,
she's parked her. Okay. We must put priority where Jesus put it on the kingdom. So he continually goes back to it. It was good for me to kind of think through, okay, when I think about voting, when I think about participating in government, when I think about all the hot topic stuff, and this topic tonight is a good setup for what's coming, like when we kind of have our conversations over the next 5-6 weeks and we think of these political hot topics. All right, if we're actually really going back to what the gospel says, what God is saying in His word, I think sometimes maybe we should be grounded there, and maybe the answer is easier, but we And so he's driving, Russell Moore is driving us back to, okay, we're here as ambassadors, church's embassy, representing the kingdom of God. And ultimately, the kingdom of God is what we are representing, what we're looking through and hoping for. And ultimately, that's where we as believers want to be. Jesus told us to seek both kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's Matthew 6:33. So we're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We pursue justice and mercy and well-being for those around us, including social and political arenas. So that goes back to the whole justice and mercy. It's, I think that's out of the Bible somewhere.
Micah 6:8.
Yes. Let us be those who contend for culture, but not those who are at war with culture. So we're contending for culture. We're contending for to withhold the gospel and God's kingdom, but we're not against it. We're not at war with culture. Vision of kingdom, of culture, and a mission not rooted in the gospel and in the church. Even as we work with those who disagree with us in many ways toward an approximation of justice in the public arena. Sorry, I started that in the middle of a sentence. That was weird. Sorry. As we do this, we shouldn't be ashamed of Jesus. We shouldn't be afraid to be out of step with America. We are marching onward to a different kind of reign. So that goes back to the onward Christian strangers. So we're as Christians, as believers, we are marching onward to kingdom God. And as we dwell here on this earth temporarily, recognizing that as a church, we need to be this embassy, this place that people look at and come to for help. We will now have to articulate concepts we previously assumed, concepts such as marriage and family and faith and religion. So much the better, since Jesus and the apostles do the same thing, defining these categories in terms of the creation and of the gospel. We should have been doing such all along. So he's arguing that all along, all throughout history, we should have been going back to the gospel. And obviously, if you think through history in America alone, we've lost it. Yes, there was Christian foundation. There was Christian stuff there when the nation was founded, but it was not. It's not been a Christian nation. And I think so often as believers, we think, well, this is a Christian nation. God bless America. This is it.
God we trust.
God we trust. And we get deceived into thinking that America is God's country. And the reality is, if you look at the end of the Bible, we're not even there. America doesn't exist. We're not. This is not his holy nation. Yes, he's using us. Yes, he's going to do great things through us as a church, but it's not like America is his chosen nation that we have to put all of our hope in and all of our money in. So our end goal is the kingdom of Christ, made up for every tribe, tongue, nation, and language. So driving us back to this idea that we are in it for God's kingdom. And when we participate in politics, when we participate in things, you know, man-made government systems, recognizing that we need to continually go back to the gospel and what Christ says. And that will be our platform then to stand upon to help kind of go through. And then you get into like social justices, you know, all the things that we deal with in today's society. We kind of continually need to go back to this idea of what the gospel says.
So we disagree.
Any final thoughts?
Or
comments? Any disagreement?
I wonder how we should respond. For example, you said to not be at war with the culture, but if the culture is encouraging immoral activities, for example, how should we respond?
We're going to be strangers. We're not going to participate.
Obviously.
Yeah, we're not going to participate.
It did say contend with culture.
We contend with culture, but we're not going to be.
It was a little.
He was kind of.
I'm not very good.
Some of the stuff he was writing when you were reading, I didn't quite follow. So
yeah, I'm not very good. I should add some more. I started in the middle of some sentences too that probably didn't help. That those who contend for culture, there's a little apostrophe S there. That was
read all the words.
I apologize. Let's be those who contend for culture, but not those who are at war with culture. So we're contending for culture. We're working to make culture better.
I don't know. Sort of against it.
But we're not at war.
Well, that's not the Bible, regardless. The Bible.
Bible
yeah.
says.
Yeah, this
isn't
the Bible.
Rather
this
than
is just him speaking towards encouraging us to. I think we go back to, you know, Romans 1, the passage you read
15,
one verse of.
15. Yeah.
You read that whole passage. There's it speaks to this, you know, authority, recognizing the authority of God's all authority falls under God. I think ultimately, Jeremy, I think because when we understand that if it's something that goes against God's law, God's rule, we know that we as Christians we're not going to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back to your argument about against
such a fierce dog.
So, I know.
So were we? Statement is correct or not correct?
Come here. Come.
What was the question?
The book statement. Is that what the question was?
Well, I may have read it out of context.
Or what was like? What was your question?
I was asking, kind of, what does it mean if we're contending with the culture, but we're not supposed to be at war with it? Like, if we don't agree with something that the culture says is ideal, then are we not supposed to say anything about it and just not do it? Or active about it and not be part of that war? Or not?
It might look for war. It might look like war to them. Like take the issue of homosexuality at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what that looks like. If you don't agree with it, then you're totally at war with us. It may look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
some of it's not on us.
Yeah. But we are going at that point going back to scripture. This is what we believe is.
Mm-hmm. So like peacefully saying this is our point.
Yeah, this is our point. And then it goes back to like it's good to the culture. We're gonna look strange. We're gonna be like.
However, there are also.
Yeah.
Ren, we're probably jumping ahead to other topics, but on the same hand, there are people who profess Christianity who are very hateful in their taking their stances.
Mm-hmm.
And negatively for anybody who is in agreement with their point of view, but not their method.
The protests and things like that.
Right.
I think it's also important to remember Paul urges us to pray for our government and the people involved. I think that's also another huge part. You may not be sitting in an office position, but supporting that Christian person that is.
For all leaders,
everything.
All leaders,
whether you agree with them or not, because
right.
God's all powerful. Mm.
Okay.
So, engaged alienation. That's my challenge.
It sounds like alien
engaged
nation.
Alien nation. Onward, Christian strangers. Let's be strangers in this world. We are ambassadors to. There you go. Break it up. All right. Any final comments for the recording? Because I know they're really intrigued with their thoughts. Emma, any final thoughts? I know you want to talk and be recorded.
I think I'm good.
There we go. I said something.
You just said something, Mackenzie. They don't know you're here, Mackenzie.
Hello.
all right. Let's close in a prayer. Maybe some snack. I think there's some snack in there. Janelle brought some snack, and the Hanselmans gave some snack too. Father, thank you so much for just this opportunity to kind of talk through some hot topic stuff, and as we think through our role as believers in politics and just all the stuff that's going on around us in America and in the world. May we as followers of you continually go back to the gospel, and may we continue to go to your word and be grounded in knowing you, and may that kind of drive us to live lives that are going to look strange to the culture, to those who are unbelievers around us. But may we continually represent you and your kingdom, and know that we are striving to one day be with you. And I pray that you would just give us wisdom as we navigate tough situations, tough questions, as we kind of navigate life's journey here on earth. Give us the ability to just do your work and the desire to follow you and all that we do and say. You are good, and we're grateful for for your love for us, and we do pray for our government, for President Trump, and all of the government officials that are just making decisions that impact us in many different ways. And may we kind of continue to pray for them and continue to look to you for to be the one who is ultimately sovereign and in control. God, you are great. We love you, and we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. All right. A snack. Thank you. Next week. Do it again.
What's the next
Which week? Next week?
Same-sex marriage next week.
Same-sex. Do you have the rest of the weeks done now?
Yes. The same-sex marriage is next week. 2 weeks is gender equality. Then there's a pool party. And then after that, I don't remember. But they're all on Facebook. I would post them on Facebook.
Okay, I'll check that again.
All right.
Wait,
yeah. Next week, I think we'll meet. You're all cool with meeting here again next week? I'm letting us. This is plan on meeting here again.
Nice.
Good observation. Cool. All right.
If it's raining, we'll kick Logan out of the basement.
Yeah, if it's raining. yeah, Logan, we'll kick him out of this.
Do you need someone to restack or someone already came
in? Oh, no. You want
okay,
this,
yeah.
Great.
Can you help?